Thanks for downloading this episode of Andy Jones Live. We hope that you'll be able to laugh and maybe even learn a little bit today.
Deej, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Did you have a good end of the year?
Yeah.
This is the first time we've been back in 2014, so just That's checking right. up on you.
We haven't done a post in a year, so.
Yeah, since last year. Since last year. Well, I'm glad you're doing well. You started a new job.
Yep.
End of last year into this year. You like it? You like your new gig?
Yeah.
You want to give away some plugs and tell people to come find you?
Tacoma Subaru, Bruce Titus, 206-948-3984. Give me a call. Get a car in your hands.
75% off all vehicles if you see DJ.
I'll give you the car for free, but it's going to be about 15 grand per key, so.
Wow.
That's how I use that. Is that corny?
That's terrible. That's terrible. Hurts. Well, hey, wanted to talk with you, our boss.
Mm-hmm.
Our boss here at Northwest Life.
At Honcho.
The main man.
Yep.
He gave the whole staff a task, and it was ministry goals for the year. So, you know, we're on a church staff, and we have different areas and different responsibilities, but he wanted us to kind of reflect and make some goals. I would hesitate to call these resolutions, but like, looking, you know, new year makes everybody think about things, reevaluate and look ahead and all that stuff. And he gave us this list, and I wanted to kind of talk through it with you because I got to figure out what to write. We got to turn it in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And but I love the first one. The first one he says on here, and we're supposed to figure this out for ourselves, is my word and or focus for this year. And this is a thing he's done, in fact, on his podcast. I think he's written about it. But like a word for the year to kind of a theme to think about for the year. Have you thought about this much?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
I have
what's your word or your theme for 2014?
Humble.
Oh, okay. Humble. Yeah. Talk about that.
I'm one of those people who I like to share my achievements and ideas in hopes to be patted on the back or applauded. And so my goal this year is to just be humble. I noticed at the end of the year, I had a really good year. I sold a lot of cars. Everything just ended really well for me. And I looked back and I kind of sat back and I said, you know what? Like, yeah, I worked hard on earth, but it was just all given to me from God. And so I just want to be humble this year.
Humble.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
For me, the word is also an H word, but it's hopeful.
Okay.
Hopeful. You know, my family, my wife and our kids, we added one to the fold. Little Nolan, he is 5 months old, and he is undergoing some surgery. He's going to have open heart surgery, which is scary and crazy and all that stuff. But just the idea of being hopeful. We closed out the year at our church doing a series, Hope Arrives. Mm-hmm. And that's really, as Christians, as believers, that's something that is hopefully something that we carry with us.
Yeah.
Hope for people.
Yeah.
That we've been given hope through Christ, and we want to share that with others. And I just like the idea of in all situations, in good days, bad days, through thick and thin, that we always are hopeful. And that's going to be my position this year, because I'm hoping for a great outcome for his surgery. I'm hoping for him to be healthy and strong. And I want to be hopeful about people too. Like, I want that to kind of invade my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a person that's a Debbie Downer. I don't want to be a person that believes the worst about somebody.
Yeah.
I want to be a person who believes the best, who hopes for people. So hopeful is going to be my word or focus this year. And we'll hit two more questions here. A personal growth plan is a question that he asked us about.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to describe that. What's a plan that you have for your personal growth? That doesn't mean just in Christian life. It just means personal to you. What are you going to be doing to grow this year?
I'm big on just one word answers. So shrink is my goal. I want to lose weight. I want to shrink distractions. And I say yes to a lot of things, so I want to shrink my responsibilities so I can be excellent at them. So that's just kind of like my personal growth plan, is kind of shrink.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good, man. I like that.
Yeah.
So it actually kind of fits your theme, too, of humble. Like, shrinking would be less of you, right? But you want it. So just to review the shrink, you want to get smaller. You want to get healthier.
Lose weight, yeah.
Lose weight. You want to shrink distractions. Mm-hmm. And what was the last one?
I say yes to a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I learn to say no this year. So I can be excellent.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah.
Personal growth for me, it's an interesting way. It's an interesting question, because I really believe about myself that I tend to not have a plan.
Mm.
I just tend to float. I don't know if that rings true for you. but for me, having a plan and having structure is a big deal.
Yeah.
And so a personal growth plan would be actually forcing myself into structure.
Yeah.
And I, of course, I want to run from it and try to change it up last minute. But no, I need to be a person. For me to grow personally, I have to have structure. I have to get to the gym on time. I have to read my Bible. I have to have time to pray. And so I have to actually force myself into structure mode for me. So last question, just changes you want to make this year. In your life, in your leadership, in your love life, you know, what are some changes you want to see this year?
I want to get engaged.
Yeah.
Big one.
It's a big goal. You have somebody in mind?
Yeah. My boo. My boo.
Yeah.
Now I'm planning on getting engaged, maybe married this year. Save some money.
That's a pretty big change.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be single.
Don't want to be single
anymore. You want to be married.
I do want to mingle, but with my wife.
Just with your wife. Yeah, yeah.
What else? I mean, I just want to be consistent this year.
I think that's a pretty big change. I think I think that's significant enough. Going from single to married. That seems legit.
Yeah.
Changes for me, like changes I want to make. I want to be. Yeah, I think you actually hinted at mine. I don't want to be so here and there. I know it's part of personality. We tend to share that. Like,
it's fun, easy.
Yeah, easy going. We float different places. But a change I'd like to make is consistent in different areas. I want to be consistent with my approach.
Yeah.
My wife laughs at me all the time because I can't do this on a podcast, but if you can picture like a roller coaster has ups and downs, she jokes that that's me. And then she would do like a straight line. Like flat plane, and that's her. I know that I'm not gonna be that, but I'd like to be closer to that.
Okay.
Consistent in my approach with different things. So, yeah, that's a change I'd like to make. Yeah. Hey, as we wrap up today's podcast, we want you to be thinking about those things. What's your word? What's your theme for the year?
Yep.
What's your personal growth plan? What are some changes you want to make this year? Mm-hmm. And, you know, tell us. Let us know what you're doing this year. We're going to recap with our favorite movies because, you know, we like movies and stuff. So we wanted to do top five movies we saw or maybe even wanted to see in 2013.
My list would have been different. This is what I've seen.
This is what you've seen. Okay.
Number five, Frozen.
Frozen, yeah.
Disney did a good job.
Did a good job.
You know,
on
what I
movie.
Like is that at the end, no one really fell in love either.
Yeah.
I mean, that one chick did.
Hey, don't ruin it. People might not have seen it yet. They don't know yet.
Oh.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's really good, though. I agree. It made my list, but I'll reveal it later. My number five was Les Miserables. You know what that is? Musical.
Oh yeah, Les Mis.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway, you know, cries and makes everybody cry. I, you know, whatever,
you
whatever.
Cried.
I don't
you
care.
Cried.
Yeah, I did. I did cry. Yeah, I was moved by it.
Okay.
It was really excellently done. Russell Crowe's voice was a little sketchy, but but it was good. A lot of singing, but I enjoyed it.
I'm a Wolverine fan, so I don't want it to ruin it for me. So I never saw that.
Right.
My number four is Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catching Fire. I didn't get to see
it.
It
wasn't because I just love Katniss Everdeen, but it's just because I really like the movies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Good. My number four was Frozen as well. I like that movie a lot. Mm-hmm. I saw it with my kids, and I'll see it again when it goes to the cheap theater.
Yeah.
I just loved it. Do you sing the songs?
No, don't ruin it, but there might be a lot of, there's too many songs. So if you're not a musical guy, if you don't like Grease, don't go see
Yes this. Or no, you have them as ringtones.
One of them.
Number three.
You're going to hate me for this, but the Kevin Hart movie was really funny.
Oh my gosh.
I got it for Christmas.
Thanks everybody for listening. Yeah, that's the end of the podcast.
No, yeah, it was a good movie.
Man. That's all right, man. It's your list, not mine.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can have bad taste. number three is actually the opposite of a Kevin Hart movie. It's a Woody Allen movie, the white people movie. It's Blue Jasmine. He's like made a movie every year for like 40 straight years, directed, written, whatever. Wow. And Blue Jasmine makes my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
My number two is Zero Dark Thirty.
Ooh, intense.
It was good.
That's about getting Usama.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see that.
And I want to see the new Mark Wahlberg one too.
Wow. That looks so like scary to me. Did you jump a few times?
I jumped a couple times. I just like how real it is.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. My number two is a movie called All Is Lost with Robert Redford. And Robert Redford's an all-timer, like Academy Award winner, directing, acting, all that stuff. Phenomenal movie about him lost at sea.
Yeah.
Yep.
My number one, Tyler Perry. Just kidding. It's 42.
Yeah, that's
a
good
one. Robinson movie. It was really good. I don't think it was number one.
Yeah.
But
you liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot.
You dug it. It was good.
But Madea's was really good, but I'm not allowed to talk about Tyler Perry anymore, so...
My number one is Django. That movie, wow. I just was so impressed by that movie. Yeah. I know it was exaggerative, and it was a, it's weird, it was a historical fantasy movie,
yeah,
but it was phenomenal, and wow, and really, it was an adventure to go see that movie and go on the ride and see what happened. I really, really thoroughly enjoyed Django. And yeah, that kind of rounds out my list. There's a lot of movies on here that I haven't seen
yet.
That I want to see.
Yeah.
So we'd like to hear from you. What did you enjoy in 2013? What were some of your favorite movies?
Yep.
2014 is going to be a good year.
Heck yeah.
We're excited for
new
all
year,
the
new, me.
New year, new me. All right, dude. Yep. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Check back next Thursday for another edition of Andy Jones Live. For more information or resources from Andy, check out his website at andyjoneslive.com.